Hello everyone, it's that time again. I'm here with Lammy at, or Toof Toof, at Freya's. You've missed the quote of the day, which I will tell you in a minute. She's just making me a cup of tea. Oh, I'll tell you now, I showed her my line that's in my neck, and it's above my right breast, and she went, is that to pump your tears up? Couldn't stop laughing. She's singing now. She does make me laugh. She can cheer you up. She asked if any of my family would be a kidney donor, and I made her really laugh. I said, no, they're all alcoholics. No thanks.
Oh, come on, mate.
Which one's that? She can't hear me, she's a bit deaf. Oh, it's Dylan. Dylan. She just told her cat to piss off.
No.
It's Dylan. I've already seen Dylan, he's been on my lap.
Right. What did you say?
I said, which one's that Dylan out there pestering?
Yeah, he wants milk.
Oh.
He waits till I make a cup of tea, then
he knows, wants
me.
Yeah.
My daughter taught him, she pours a bit of milk on the worktop and then he licks it up. So every time he's basically there every time I open the fridge. Hoping that something interesting's going to come out of it. Right, it's right in front
right,
of you.
Right, thank you. Thanks a lot, Freya.
Right. He's
got a couple of warts on him. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got two on. They're like his brake lights. They're on like his hips at the back. And then I think he's got one on his shoulder there.
Right, okay.
They're quite big.
His hair is not that thick. I should be able
to
see
them. You will see them, yeah.
All right. Get cracking. Oh. Hang on. The skybox switches off if I'm on. Okay, you good?
Yeah, right. Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you very much. She's got, I think she's giving him some milk now.
Listen, get away from here because you're making everything hairy.
Oh, no, she's not. She's got. I'm in her living room and she's got some very nice furniture and stuff here. She's very classy, taste, expensive, like quite old stuff, like antiques. But she's got like an annex. She's got a front door that you can come in, like a normal one, and then we go in the annex and to come in, and you're in her grooming parlour, which is basically, she's got a little shower room for the dogs, and she's got obviously a downstairs toilet and a big area with benches where she can groom the dogs or put them, you know. Lammy's on like a high bench. He's in trouble for Dylan. He's on a high, well, it's about. What you got?
Oh, I just have ordinary digestives.
No, it's all right, I'm all right, thanks. Oh, they give me them at the hospital. I have them three times a week.
Oh, right, they give you bad memories.
Yeah.
I've got a chocolate biscuit.
No, it's all right, thanks. It's fine. No, I'm fine, thanks.
You are?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the bench where she does Lammy is, if I went up to it, I'd just put my hand straight out and it's there, like that kind of shoulder just below shoulder height, and because, you know, if she put him on the low grooming benches to do him, she'd have to bend. She uses those for the big dogs, and there's like attachments where she can attach his, she takes his lead off, and then there's like a short strap and she attaches it to their collar so they can't try and jump down. I didn't have a very good night's sleep because I fell asleep downstairs waiting for Obi to come home. And then I was awake till about 5:30, and then I slept all morning. I had a phone call, which I was quite long, and then I went back to sleep again, and I really had to drag myself out of bed. My appointment here was 12 p.m. Right, lammy boy, she just said. And, oh God, I got a taxi here. They were good. It was nice. He didn't charge me. They can charge you £2 for a dog. It's not a guide dog, obviously. They didn't charge me anything. He sits on my lap. He doesn't shed. He was shaking all over. It's always quite warm in here. I think she's got the heating on. It's not as warm in her part, but she's got a TV in there, which you can probably hear. She has it quite loud because I think she's deaf. Well, not deaf, but she's got a hearing problem, I think. She's trimming him now. I can hear the clippers going. I was at the hospital yesterday. Wasn't one of my better sessions because there's a thing that happens now. I don't know if I've talked about this on here. About an hour into my dialysis, my blood pressure drops dramatically. I mean, I went in with it something like 145, on the high side, 145 over 86. Say it was that, or 84. And then, within 40 minutes, it was 77 over 48. Then it went to 80 over 40. Now, though both those are unacceptable readings, they're too low. Apparently anything between 80 and above for the top figure, I forget which is that, whether that's systolic or diastolic, I can't ever remember that. There must be a way to remember it, but I just can't. And the bottom is below anything below 45. So I had two unacceptable readings, the 77... The 48 bit was okay, so but it made that reading unacceptable. And then 80 over 40 definitely is unacceptable. So the thing is, I feel that they knew this happens every time at King's and they haven't really addressed it properly. And I feel before I was put out in the satellite centre, which is where I am now at Bromley, that they should have sorted it out. Because there's no doctor there. He comes round every few weeks or whatever. I've got an appointment with him on the 14th of June, but I want to talk to him about it now. So I feel they should have sorted it. So they gave me saline. I didn't drink it this time, but they put it through the machine. And that usually brings it up. It didn't bring it up straight away. In fact, I think it went down a bit and I panicked. Because the thing is, I don't feel really ill. This is the weird thing about it. I don't know what happened if I stood up, but I don't feel dizzy. I just get a very slight headache. Sometimes it's on the top of my head and sometimes it's between my eyes. And then I feel a bit like I've got a temperature. You know when you've got that feeling? Sometimes I have other symptoms, but usually I just feel like when you have a temperature and you can't, the thought of anything touching you, it hurts. It kind of makes you feel weak. And that's how I feel. And I could almost blink and miss it and think I'm imagining it. Oh, she's shouting at him, Lappy. Am I imagining this? Shall I press the call button? And then I thought, oh, I will. I feel kind of feverish, that's what it is. And they came, oh yes, it's dropped. Oh, I should say it's dropped a bit, sometimes they say. 77, I went, what? Anyway, it didn't come up as quickly as it usually does. They put the pump on minimum. Oh, they either stop the fluid. They do one of two things. They either stop the fluid coming off for a while, until it comes back up, or they turn the pump off. They actually gave me some fluid back. I don't know why my body objects to it for some reason. But then when it's okay again, it comes up and up and up and it's fine. And then they go on to, they put it back on the, you know, put back on to take fluid, and they take the amount they set out to take. So it's not that my body can't give that much. It's something about when it starts out, and I think they need to sort it out, because I don't want to start dreading it every time, because it is a bit scary. Because you think, what if it goes down further than that and they can't get it back out? In the end, and they did this once at King's, they made me lay back. I wasn't laying right flat, but my back, you know, they put the seat down a bit and my feet up a bit. They weren't up a lot, but, and it gradually came back up. But it wasn't the most pleasant experience. Obi's coming with me tomorrow because he's got a day off. He's got a day off as well today. But he's not coming with me. He probably would have come with me normally to here, but Ronan's gone to the job centre, and obviously Connor's at work, and I booked for an engineer, an electrician, to come out and look at our extractor fan in the bathroom, because it makes a lot of noise, ooh, but apparently it doesn't go round, and I don't think it's doing any good. It's just of nuisance value. So someone's coming out to fix that today between 1 and 5, so that means that someone's got to be there all the time. So he, oh, I don't know, I'll have to drag myself out of bed today, really, I did. Anyway, I think I'm gonna, I don't want to make this too long, so I think I'll upload it, and I might do some more, you know, a bit later on. Not very happy with WhatsApp, because there used to be a way that you, if you turn VoiceOver off with a triple click, you could not have to hold it down. You know, hold the voice message button down with your finger or thumb or whatever. You could be hands-free, but I think it must have been a bug that they've discovered, and the update yesterday's quotes fixed it. I'm not very happy about it, because I've got, I don't know if I've said this on here either. I started out with one finger being swollen now and a bit painful, the first joint, and then it was the first, my index finger on my right hand. Then the next one, just, it didn't swell, but it just got really painful. I can't explain it. And when I rub my finger off it, the skin feels shiny. And then the third finger got like it. The thumb's okay, the little finger's okay. Then on my left hand, the thumb's a little bit painful, and my ring finger. I just thought, oh, it must be arthritis. But I thought, they're not swollen, only that one. They're not swollen, and I think arthritic joints are usually swollen. And I thought, well, I don't suppose there's anything they can do about it, so I left it. But it is quite debilitating. Typing is difficult. I'm just going to drink some of my tea. I didn't even have a cup of tea when I came out, so I usually have half. I never drink all the tea here. It's usually too much. I very rarely, oh, it's a quite big cup. Oh dear. I won't be drinking all that. It's nice though. I think she uses full fat or skimmed milk. That's the only trouble, but I'm not going to complain. Yeah, so I hope you can hear me. Let me pick my phone up again. I just thought when the doctor came round my last session at King's College last week, I thought I'll just ask her about these fingers, because I did think it could be gout. Now, I know that's seen as the high life illness, you know, people who eat a lot of rich cheese and red wine and meat and game and all that crap. Well, the trouble is, I eat, you know, the problem with that is I don't drink any alcohol, I don't eat any red meat or any meat, and I don't eat much cheese. Not because I love cheese, actually, but I have to try and keep it down a bit because of the phosphate levels in it. But anyway, the doctor said, she took one look at it, and she said it's gout. And then she said, oh, she's not sure about the first finger that's swollen, But I think it probably is the same thing. It's too much of a coincidence. So she's prescribed me, which I haven't taken yet, a 5-day course of prednisolone steroids. And I will then go to the GP and get some preventative medication because she said I have to have something to get rid of it. It's uric acid, basically, in the bloodstream, and it's through poor dialysis over the probably the last couple of years, really, and it builds crystals into, you know, crystals form and they go in your joints. She was quite surprised I didn't have it in my toes, but I haven't at all, thankfully, because that could be really painful to walk on. So, she said she just gave me the preventative medication. It's not enough to get rid of what's already built up, but it will be enough to prevent it forming again. So I'm planning on taking them next week. Don't know why, I've just... Oh, stop. She's shouting. Stop being silly. Freya. Don't. They're both deaf. Well, she's not as deaf as he. She's not as deaf as he is. I forgot to remind her that he's deaf. Yeah, so that's the latest update on me and on the dogs. Poor Niall came running to go out. I felt so sorry for him. He saw Tooth lead and he came running for it. Since when have I ever taken him out on Tooth lead? I've taken Tooth out on his lead before when I couldn't find his own one. My family haven't been down to. They came down on Sunday, but my nephew didn't come. He's the one who's meant to be doing the burning of the branches and stuff. They came down for a meal, my mum and sister, and my nephew, well, my other nephew, and my ex-brother-in-law, and my niece. But my other nephew, who wasn't there, was meant to come and do it since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. He's let me down. I'm very, very pissed off with him at the moment. So I'm not asking him again. So I hope that my sister will help me do it. But the thing is, they don't bother to let me know. They just don't turn up. And it's very, very rude, I think. And it's extremely, you know, out of order, basically. Anyway, folks, I don't want to sit here and moan anymore, so I will see you soon.